Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're answering your emails and voicemails. Are you suffering from post-dick pic panic? What's the best way to get your partner to step up their foreplay game? How can you help your partner get in the mood post-baby? Plus tips to help you get started with fantasizing. All this and more. Thanks for listening. You know how I'm always encouraging you to get a little more adventurous in the bedroom? Well, our friends at Sport Sheets, you know, the ones who pioneered easy-to-use bondage gear, have just released the perfect products for your next adventure, the all-new Midnight line. Midnight is a collection of sophisticated, playful, and adventurous accessories like lace cuffs, blindfolds, and one of our favorites, a lace collar and leash. Hey, producer Madison, remember that time I led you around the trade show wearing one? How was that for you?
You know, surprisingly good. It's really comfy. I liked it more than I thought I would.
I know, right? Fun for everyone. Want to turn up the adventure dial a little more? No problem. Midnight has a whole selection of high-quality nipple clamps that not only feel amazing, but are really beautiful, too. Hey, producer Madison, remember that just kidding. Okay, don't underestimate a little nipple play. Trust me. Each item in the Midnight collection is made from the highest quality materials. Everything is nicely weighted and feels amazing to use. These are really the perfect way to bring a little special twist to your sexy playtime. Sport Sheets has been keeping couples connected for more than 20 years, and the Midnight collection is their latest masterpiece. To check out this or any of the other fun Sport Sheet products, click the Sport Sheets banner on my website or visit sportsheets.com. That's sportsheets.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. So love staying connected with all of you. And now it's easier than ever to keep up with me and support the show at the same time. Just go to sexwithemily.com, easily subscribe there. We put everything at your fingertips so you can subscribe to the newsletter, our social media, and most importantly, subscribe to the podcast. We love that. You can also shop my store and support our great sponsors who help keep the show free. And also, you know, I only talk about products that I love and that I use and that I think you will like as well. And we also just have amazing content on the site that we update every single day. And it's all at sexwithemily.com and at sexwithemily on all social media. And also, we're starting to do Facebook Live. I'm so into it. I'm here with Menace, BTW,
Hello.
Who I haven't seen in like 6 months.
It's been forever.
In our world.
Actually,
in dog years.
The beginning of October.
I believe.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
I know. I missed your face. I'm so happy to see you. And I want you to know that everything you tell us to do, we do implement. No, you didn't tell us. But you've been talking about Facebook Live.
Yes.
And we're so excited about it. We did our first one a few weeks ago. If you like the Sex with Emily page, you can check that out. You can also, you can find out more information there. And I'm sure you're subscribed to our newsletter. Or if you're on Twitter or Snapchat or Facebook, all that stuff, we announce it. But we're trying to do it, right, Madison, on Tuesdays at 11:30 Pacific Standard Time. This week it's going to be on Friday. So it might move around a bit. So just what? 12:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Cool.
See, and I don't even know when
Facebook
it
will notify them when it goes live.
Oh, so. Yeah. If you're like, what's this live thing? It's pretty cool. I actually got high. I felt high, Madison. Like, not marijuana high, but I felt like like that kind of high. Like, I mean, I wasn't high, but I felt high because I got to, there was like 9,000 people watching at once. We got all these questions. I answered it in real time. I got to tie up Madison. It was a great half hour.
Nice.
Show, I got to say, I want to do it all the time, every day.
That's great.
That's how I feel about it. So check that out. And then also, we are doing a Dream Lube survey because Joe, I gave you some Joe Lube, I think, Venice.
Yeah, you did.
You. They asked me, like, what would your dream lube be? Because I always talk about lube. So they're helping me make one. But I thought, I got to get your help. So we started the survey. And you guys, the responses have been amazing. It takes like 5 minutes. You go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube. Very short survey. I love your responses. It's so helpful. We've got this. We're going to create this amazing lube. Oh my God, you're going to die. And 10 lucky participants will receive a Joe package, which worth $100. They got good stuff. Okay, so that's all my announcements. I gotta catch up with Menace.
I know. What the
Dude,
heck has been
I don't
going
even
on?
Know where to start. I'm like, wait, what do you mean October? It's like...
Yeah, so last time I talked to you, you were leaving. You were going to Amsterdam. How'd
Amsterdam,
that go?
Germany. It was, it was, oh, it was so fun. I went with WeVibe because they, I love them. And they were doing this, Aerofame is the largest sex industry conference in Europe. So you know how I always go to a bunch of sex industry conferences here and you see me with like the large dildos.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But this is the only one in Germany. And so it was amazing. First of all, it was very organized, very neat, very clean. It was in this massive, massive conference hall. And just going around, seeing all the, you know, the toys there and the products. And it was really fun. I have to say, we were in Hanover, which like I literally was like, Hanover, Germany? Where is that? But really, it's known for conferences. So I feel like I like check off the box of that one. But they launched their new product, The Sync, which is a couple's toy, which I've been talking about because I'm obsessed with it. WeVibe has always been known for their couple's toy. You've heard me talk about them for years. You wear it during sex, but now they've got this new one. It actually stays in place when you're wearing it. And you can use like, your app and like vibe your partner.
Cool.
Panty vibe. It was really fun. I loved Germany, but I loved Amsterdam. But I was only there for a day and a half, which was kind of skewed. I was in Germany for five and Amsterdam. And it was mostly work, but I had like a night by myself where I just wandered the streets of Amsterdam. It reminded me of San Francisco. It was very beautiful.
Fun.
I was alone. Like I liked it kind of, just exploring the red light district, all that stuff. And then I went to San Francisco because I did my Somatica training, which is now complete.
Yeah.
It's been 5 weeks, I know. And I'm not even ready to fully get into it now, but just I have to say that this work that Celeste and Danielle do, I think, is such a service. And that I even feel like the reason why I did it was because I feel like it's important to always be growing and learning and, you know, therapeutically and learning as far as like sexual exercises that we can do, I can do, and that you can all do. So I've been sharing a lot of that information. But it was transformative. That's what I'm going to say now. I'm not going to get into all of it, but there'll be more coming. And also I had Pam on the show, she's a student in my class. She's also a teacher. She was here a few weeks ago.
Cool.
And I think that show just came out. She's talking about that, but it was good. I liked being in our town. I've been great traveling. I'm going to Mexico on Saturday.
Oh, what?
Vacation.
Nice.
While all this has been amazing for work, I need a little vacay.
Yeah.
So I'm going with my friends from San Francisco. You know how we go to Saudi Beach every year? So this is our trip with the ex-boyfriend, but he's like not even an ex anymore.
Okay.
He's such more of a friend. And a group of us. So we're going
to,
we're just gonna hang.
I love Mexico. My last trip to Mexico was Riviera Maya, and that has to be one of my favorite locations in Mexico so far.
I love it. Where'd you stay? I've been there.
I went to the Hard Rock at Riviera Maya, and it's the brand new area of the Hard Rock, adults only, all inclusive, everything top
only.
Shelf. And you can get a great deal online, so make sure you search that out. But highly, highly recommend it. They have like lagoons everywhere, so you're swimming in the ocean, but you're not, you know, so you're not like
You're not going to go out to sea.
Yeah, you're not going to go out to sea. So, like, the ocean feeds all these lagoons. It's super cool, and there's fish everywhere.
Oh, and that was a vacation. Food.
Yeah.
Full on.
That was good.
That's good. And you brought your little puppy today.
Yeah, Chimmy's here today.
Chimmy's so cute. So, we'll post these pictures. Yeah. But, well, they're on. You're not going to see this now because it's on Instagram. But I love little Chimmy.
Go to Instagram.
Full on
Instagram. Instagram.com/sexwithemily. But, yeah, I've been, like, all over.
I know.
Lately. It's
you
crazy.
You had your birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Now
October. So we always do like a crazy amount of things in October. So a lot of people already know, but I'm part of a morning show in Los Angeles called The Woody Show. It's on Alt 98.7. And every year we do like this crazy list of things for my birthday. They call it the, you know, birthday month. So I got to go to Snapchat offices, go to Hulu. I went to Hawaii. I saved,
oh my God, off your birthday?
For my
birthday. Is this like a big birthday? Are you like?
No. It's just the birthday month. I'm 37.
Oh my God. That's crazy. So good.
Crazy. But
you're so grown up.
Yeah, it's
you're
insane.
Like a full on adult now.
I know, right?
Jesus, and you even act like one. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
I try. So yeah, I got to stay in Hawaii at the Four Seasons for $200 a night.
Shut up.
Expedia, I'm telling you guys.
The Wailea, the one in Wailea.
The one that's right next to Alani, like outside of Honolulu.
Oh, you were in Honolulu. Okay, got it.
So cool. And it's funny because
I'm obsessed with the Four Seasons. I want to live there.
Yeah, there's a celebrity event that was going on. And so I'm like walking through and I go, wait a minute, that's Matthew McConaughey right there.
Oh my God.
So he's like there, like at the bar, watching one of his own commercials on TV and like smiling because he's probably like, oh man, I probably made a couple million off that.
Right.
And then I look over and then there's a rapper named Flo Rida and like a couple other actors. And yeah.
Did you talk to Matthew McConaughey?
I didn't bug him because he was with kids. If there's a celebrity that's with kids, I will not talk to them.
Right.
Because
I met
him
once at a party.
Nice.
At Sundance. And I actually got his phone number. This was like 15 years ago. And but nothing ever happened. But I'm just telling you, that was he's like a huge crush I had for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think we've talked about it.
He's like married to kids. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to bring him down.
But yeah, it was such,
or bring him up.
It's a great time. And then so anyways, I just wanted to say also, you know, we have listeners all over the world here. If you happen to live in St. Louis in Missouri, the Woody Show, the morning show that I'm part of, is on 6 to 10 a.m. now.
No way.
On a new station called Alt 104.9. So write that down, Alt 104.9. Please tell a friend every single morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
You get to hear Menace for 4 hours a day.
4 hours.
That's amazing. And it's a good show. It's fun. I was on it. That was super. Yeah. That was a blast. Good for you guys.
So it's great. And then after New Year's, we're going to mention a bunch of other cities that we're going to be on. We're just in the testing right now, so... Missouri and LA. So thank you, everybody.
We'll tweet that out too. And
thank
whatever
you.
We do, Facebook.
We out here.
I'll do a naked billboard. Whatever you need, Menace, to, you know, I mean, you're already doing well, but I'm just saying, whatever I can do.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I don't even know. God, happy to see you. I think we should just move on to sex and the
news.
I have a lot to talk to you, but it's all going to come. It's like
cool.
Almost like you're like, I'm so overwhelmed and with happiness seeing you, and I've like so, but I feel like we need to move on with the show, and it'll just come up in time.
Yeah,
I'm overwhelmed with happiness.
We out here, and thank you, everybody. A lot of listeners of Sex Only tweet me all the time.
I know
they're listening to old episodes.
I love it, and people are like, I post something, they're like, I like that Menace is on the show. Like that's what they like about it. It was funny. I asked like, what do you like? They're like, Menace.
Thank you.
I know. I was like, really? That's it? Okay, that's cool. All right, sex in the news. The quality of your sex life is all in your attitude, research shows. I love this. I feel like if I was going to commission a study, this is the study I would have commissioned, and this is what I hope I would find out. So I'm very excited about this because this is actually what I preach. Mm-hmm. And what I believe. It might seem like common sense that if you have great chemistry with someone, you'll have great sex with them too. But a series of studies published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggests that good sex actually takes work. And believing it doesn't hurt, can hurt couples in and outside the bedroom. So they're saying that yes, sex takes work. If you believe that sex should just happen and be amazing all the time, you're going to have some challenges in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So it was a University of Toronto study. And it was 1,900 people. And it said the more people believe that great sex required practice, the happier they and their partners were and in their sex and their relationships. However, on the other hand, people that believe like, oh, the sparks are going to fly, it's going to be amazing whenever I get in bed with someone, found that these people are more likely to feel like their sex lives were lacking. So people with this belief, which they call them the sexual destiny people, they think their relationship suffers more when they have conflicting desires. So if you believe that it's a barometer, like for your sex life and how it's doing, like it's just destiny. We have to see how, you know, we don't connect. We don't have chemistry today. I'm going to kick you out the door. They're not going to be happy. But when you look at relationship as it's going to take growth, it's going to take work. We know it can get better. We can work on problems together and get through it. They're going to have better sex because, an instant connection with someone is usually what brings us together, but as we often say on the show, it's true, it only sustains couples during the first 2 to 3 years of your relationship. That's how long it's going to last, you guys. It's biology, and after 2 to 3 years, the work's going to come in. But it's fun work. It's like, oh, I notice we're not having sex as much, so what can we do to make this fun? Or I notice that you don't seem like we're turned out. I mean, we talk about this in the show all the time. Mm-hmm. So really, it's just saying, it's corroborating what I said. I didn't have to pay for the study. So that makes me happy.
It does.
Because people are like, oh, the chemistry's not there, so I want to have an affair. Or, oh, you know, she never has an orgasm, I'm at fault. No, there's always going to be challenges in your sex life. And that's why I exist here, to help you with it.
Sexandemily.com. It's all right there for you. Oh, real quick.
Tell me.
I gave you a shout out today.
Thank you.
On the radio, before I forget to tell you, this morning, I don't know, they were reading some news story about how some guy developed an app for your Kegels and stuff like that. And then so I said, you don't want that app. You want Kegel Camp.
Yeah.
And so I shouted out Kegel Camp for
Thank you. I appreciate it. I do have an app called Kegel Camp, which it's funny how many people, once you download and you stick with the program, 5 minutes a day doing Kegels for men and for women, same way. It's a reminder app. So it reminds you, and then my voice walks you through it.
Yeah.
And there's 20 levels, and you will have, for men, you can last longer in bed, stronger orgasms. For women, same thing. Like after childbirth or just in general, if you want like more G-spot orgasms, get more in the mood, get that sexual energy. That's the thing. Get your energy flowing. Like for a lot of women, we get shut down sometimes. Like our arousal, we're like, I don't feel very sexy. And the thing about doing your Kegels regularly, however you do them, with my app or not, is that you're breathing into that area. You're really like focusing on your pelvic floor. And so you're tightening the muscles by doing that and moving breath through that area. You're like waking it up. So you're going to get aroused. You're not like you're going to have to sit and masturbate when you're doing Kegels. You can do them wherever you are, but it will start that erotic energy.
Well, I threw shade on the other app and I said,
forget, I don't even know that another app exists. It's like people are like, who's your competition? I'm like, nobody does anything like I do.
All right, fine. Then I won't shout out your app.
No,
I'm saying. Tell people to download it.
No.
If it's not a big deal.
No, I'm saying it's a big deal. I appreciate it. Yeah, okay. And I can't even believe that someone else even tries to do an app.
That's all right, good.
No, I love that you did that.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I shot your ass out. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Dude. So that's what we got. Anything else sex in the news that you can think of besides this other like imposter?
Sex in the news. What has been going on lately other than America like going freaking out over everything?
Yeah.
But besides all that kind of stuff, I'm just thinking that.
How's your sex life?
My sex life is great. It's really busy, you know, because the radio show I'm part of is getting syndicated. And then we've been traveling.
But together, but that's like fun.
Yeah, we travel everywhere. Of course, Las Vegas, and we're trying to go to Europe in December, but I don't know if that's going to work out because it's so busy. But probably maybe Mexico or everything. Mexico. And then people, they listen to this, they think like, oh, you must be super rich. Like, no, if you spend the time online and look for deals, you can find the deals that work for you.
That's true. You know? Where do you go? You go to like Orbitz or
Expedia.
Expedia is good. Yeah. No, you're right. I get deals for everything. I mean, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can all make it happen.
And crazy
for relationships too. Right. It's important.
It's great because you get away from everything. And so then,
I'm going to be a new person.
All you do is have sex, eat, drink alcohol, if you're into that.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then relax and hang out.
That's good. You seem really relaxed.
Also, you can blaze the weed in California, too. So
starting now, right? Yeah. Can you really do it now? Like, really, it's not, like, legal today, but.
No, I think it's going to be, because they have to set up the infrastructure, so it's going to be sometime next year.
Well, that would be a good vacation. I mean, it would be like a vacation in your head every day.
Yeah, so I think it's there. Nevada, a couple other states that you can do that. And
those are some upsides of the
election.
I know
a lot of people are anti-weed, but having sex when you're high feels pretty good.
For some people, if you're not reliant on it, it's true that it can kind of get you into your body. Because a lot of the
I'm not going to prescribe that to everyone because people out just makes you paranoid and crazy. But it is true that for some, a lot of people, it can take you out of your head and into your sensations. Because what would you describe having sex when you're high for you? Why is it better? Or why does it enhance the experience?
I think like the sensitivity for me, it's just heightened like crazy. Right. Like your skin feels good. I don't know what it is to be on ecstasy.